right, 720. WGN, it is Dane here in the Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. Riding shotgun is the one and only Max Goodkeeper, the flame at RaisingRibs.com. Mike Heideman in the booth, spinning the hits and playing appropriate bumpers for all of our guests, including the guy on the line. Now, a little bit about this is Little Heroes League. This is their second event that they've done, and we were involved and supported the first one. They're doing some great work at supporting a lot of the causes and the efforts over there at Lurie's Children's Hospital. And Fundraiser 2 is coming up September 12th. Over there at Soldier Field, and the Bears, I think that these guys are the good luck charm for the Bears, because as soon as they started getting involved, the Bears started getting even better. Will Ulazic is on the line. Will, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for staying up a little late. You never can tell, right, with the with baseball. It's America's pastime, and sometimes it takes more time than it does other times, right? But you stayed on the line with us. Fill the listeners in for those that may not be up to speed with what you guys are doing with Little Heroes League.
Yeah, Dane, thanks. So Little Heroes League is a public charity here in Illinois. We're affiliated with Lurie Children's Hospital, as you just mentioned. And what we do is we handle some of the most medically complex babies that are born in the Chicago area. So typically these babies end up at Lurie Children's Hospital in their NICU because of the great capability that Lurie has. And then what we do is we supply additional resources to help these babies and these families. And these resources effectively act as a project manager for the child's health. And what we do is we manage the overall care and activities and therapies related to those children. And then really our goal is to get these babies home as soon as possible where they thrive, and then keep them home by providing some very good therapies and capabilities inside their homes. So really taking on some of the most challenging situations, some of the most challenging babies in Chicago, and making them better.
Yeah, that support system there too, right, to help kind of navigate through. It's a stressful time. It's a challenging time in a million different ways, and so much of it is a mystery to the parents. So to have people who've been there, done that, and can shepherd them through that process, I think is great. And on the event side, you know, you've got a great cause, and that's great, but in order to get people really, really involved and excited, you've got an incredible event. And of course, it's at Soldier Field. You've got Peanut Tillman involved there. You've got Jim Corneliuson involved there. You've got a lot of people. Talk about how people can have some fun on the 12th.
Yeah, thanks, Dane. On September 12th at Soldier Field, what we're going to do is have our second major annual events. We call it Fundraiser 2 because we love having fun at all of our events, and I think we've demonstrated that. But bottom line is we start off with a 6 p.m. cocktail hour in the colonnades, the beautiful colonnades that are part of Soldier Field, and in this particular case, the ones that overlook Lake Michigan and the skyline. And then we move on to our main program at 7 p.m., and as you mentioned, what we'll do is we'll have Jim Corneliuson kick it off with the national anthem. We'll have Peanut Tillman there in terms of providing some great insight into some of his journey with a medically complex child. And also probably talk a little bit about the Bears and hopefully talk about a great win the week before. Mm-hmm. We'll have an open bar all night long starting at 6 p.m. We'll have great food. We'll have a pep band that's assembled from some of the college pep bands here in Chicago. So we're just going to have a great time.
It's impressive what you guys have done. There are a lot of really great and well-deserving causes out there, and there's a lot of people that have efforts to try to get some of that attention. You guys have done an admirable job in just 2 years to be able to have this event. Last year was a great success. This one is poised to be just as great or greater. So kudos to you guys. And so we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for the event, and so people can get involved, support it, participate, attend. And then also, if you've got a website for people to get more information, parents are hearing this, family members are hearing this, so that they can maybe get involved on all sides of the issue.
Absolutely. And our website is littleheroesleague.org, just the way it sounds. And look for the events tab. And what you'll do is you'll see all the information on Fundraiser 2.
We'll have links up, like I said, and thanks again, Will. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for staying up late, getting on the show. I know we're going to have you on the Saturday show before the event as well, and thanks for jumping on tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it, and everybody have a great night.
All right, get some sleep. All right, it is a little bit before, well, geez, it's like 17 minutes before midnight. When we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Max, we're going to have barbecue grilling legend Stephen Reichlin is going to be on with us. He's going to talk a little bit about brisket, the mysterious kind of Mount Everest of of challenges in the barbecue and grilling world. And we're going to talk about a new crew. This is something we got to work on. So we'll listen to him and learn about how we can have our own kind of branded crews for Dane and Max.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I'm on board. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
I'm on board. No pun intended. Stay tuned for that. It's Dane here on 720 WGN.